Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again this morning. Praise the Lord for another new day. A new day has come. Yesterday I shared a little bit about what's happening in my life, and I'm so excited. God is a wonderful God, an awesome God. This morning I'd like to share some scriptures that have been coming to me, and they're very precious to me in the last couple months. And basically it's keeping your heart clear, or freedom from bondage of sin. It's very essential in your Christian walk. You want to hear from God, you want to know what God's saying, is to have all the things of the dark world, the Satan's world, put under the cross, and keep a clear heart after God. Start reading here, 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." We know that walking in the power of God, there's liberty there that is unlike anything. It's freedom. Your conscience isn't seared. You're not bothered by every little thing. You just look to the cross and say, "Jesus, you did it for me. Take care of it." And that's the blessing of walking in the freedom and the liberty of the Spirit, is knowing that you can just give everything to God. How do we have that liberty? How do we find that freedom? In verse 18 it says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." There we can see that the power of God is changing us from glory to glory. It's not ourselves, it's not what we can do. It's simply taking our sins to the cross and say, "God, I can't do this, you need to deal with it." And he just miraculously somehow, I don't know how he does it, but somehow he comes in and changes you. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We have this ministry of keeping ourselves clear before God and helping others stand clear before God. And we don't faint doing it because God gives us the power. And here's the key to being clear before God, to having a walk with God. "But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Because God changes us from glory to glory by his power, we receive this power by renouncing sin and keeping a heart free from sin and just walking in the truth that is revealed to us by the manifestation of the truth. This clearing in our hearts is by the power of God, and it is for his glory, to prove that he is enough. If we go on to verse 3, it says, it's proved that he is enough to take care of our problems. He will take you through things, and then he will prove you. He does not give you more than you can handle. But if verse 3, our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. The God of this world we know is Satan. That's who tempts us to sin. God allows the devil to tempt us to sin, but we make the final decision. We make the decision to either fulfill the temptation that God has allowed Satan to give us, or we can turn from the temptation by the power of God, which is trying to change us from glory to glory anyway. So when the temptation comes, instead of just giving in and saying, "I can't help myself," turn to God. Give God a chance first. Just see what he will do. And if you're coming before God with a sincere heart, he will give you power to get through. we are responsible for our own sin. The devil might tempt us. God allows the devil to tempt us. But God never gives us more than what he can handle for us, that we just give it to him. But we are responsible for our sin. So, well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.